May we rise for our gospel reading, if you are able. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 24 to 35. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. One day, the devil came to God and tell God, "Can we have a competition?" God said, "What is the competition?" "Oh, what if we make men in our own image?" And God said, "Very well." And Satan, "Tomorrow I'll come, so we can compete." And God said, "No, don't come tomorrow. It is my day of rest. Come the following day." And Monday he came and tell God, "Let's start." And God said, "Yes." But before they start, the devil said to God, "But," and God said, "But what?" "Can you give me some of your debt? Go get your own," said God. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, my God and my salvation, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus came not to give bread. He came to be bread. Last Sunday, we heard about the feeding of the 5,000. Today, it is the continuation of yesterday, that story. As you have heard, the disciples and Jesus went to the other side where they feed the 5,000. It is about 3 to 4 miles across the Sea of Galilee to Capernaum. The people were looking for the whereabout of the Lord. To their surprise, Jesus was already there. And they asked him when he had arrived, and Jesus went straight to the heart of the matter. You've seen wonderful things. You've seen how God's grace enabled a crowd to be fed. Your thought ought to have been turned to the God who did these things, but instead, all that you are thinking about is bread. It is as if Jesus said, you cannot think about your souls for thinking of your stomachs. Here, we are people whose eyes never lifted beyond the ramparts of the world to the eternities beyond. Jesus put his command in one sentence, don't work for the food which perishes, but for that which lasts forever and gives eternal life. In Isaiah 55, verse 2, it says, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Church, there are two kinds of hunger. There is the physical hunger, which physical food can satisfy. And there is the spiritual hunger, which that food can never, never, never satisfy. A man may have all the wealth of the earth and still have an incompleteness in his life. Jesus' point was that all that these Jews were interested in was physical satisfaction. They had received unexpectedly free and lavish meal, and they wanted more. But there are other hungers which can be satisfied only by our Lord Jesus Christ. There is the hunger for truth. In him alone is the truth of God. There is the hunger for life. In him alone is the life more abundant. There is the hunger for love. In him alone is the love that outlasts sin and death. Christ alone can satisfy the hunger of the human heart and soul. Why is this so? Why is this so? God has set his seal upon him. There's a Hebrew word, ameth. And according to the Talmud, it means the seal of God is truth. Ameth is spelled with three Hebrew words or letters. Aleph is the first letter in the alphabet. Min, the middle letter. And Tau, the last. Therefore, the truth of God is the beginning, the truth of God is the middle, the truth of God is the end of life. That is why Jesus can satisfy the eternal hunger. He is sealed by God. He is God's truth incarnate. And it is God alone who can satisfy hunger of the soul, which he created. Verse 28 and 29, the only true work. They said to him, I beg your pardon. I did cross it out. It might be too long. Because I can see some eyes are heavy laden. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Verse 35. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me will never thirst. What did Jesus mean when he said, I am the bread of life? First, bread sustains life. It is that without which life cannot go on. But what is life? Clearly, by life is meant something that far more than mere physical existence. What is this new spiritual meaning of life? Real life is the new relationship with God, that relationship of trust, obedience, and love of which we have already thought. That relationship is made possible only by Jesus Christ. Apart from him, no one can enter into it. And that is to say, without Jesus, there may be existence, but not life. Therefore, if Jesus is essential of life, he may be described as bread of life. The hunger of the human situation is ended when we know Christ and through him know God. The restless soul is at rest. The hungry heart is satisfied. Church, and in conclusion, let us see the stages of a Christian life. First, we see Jesus, like what the Tongan was singing, face to face. We see him in the Bible. We see Jesus teaching in our church. And like I said, and sometimes face to face. Having seen him, we come to him. We regard him not a distant hero or a figure in a book, but as someone accessible. We believe in him. Our coming to him is essentially a submission. It gives us life. This is free. An invitation to all men, the bread of life is ours for the taking. The only relationship, the relationship through Jesus Christ, no searching of the human mind or longing of the human heart can find God apart from Jesus. The whole process is God. He moves in the human heart to awaken our desire for him. He works in the human heart to take away the rebellion and the pride which would hinder the great submission. In the last analysis, the one thing which defeats God is the defiance of the human heart. Life is there for the taking, or the refusing the offer of Christ is life and in time and life in eternity. That is the greatness and glory of which we cheat ourselves when we refuse his invitation. Jesus came not to give bread, but to be bread himself. Amen.